1. Push the home button. 2. I'm just finishing the email. 3. The new presentation was a great success. 4. Remember to bring the spare key. 5. The dog is in the yard. 6. She had orange juice for breakfast. 7. Finish the book and then lend it to me. 8. Hurry, or we might miss our plane. 9. It's getting cold outside. I'd better wear a jacket. 10. 200 people came to the opening today.
Lumine Collection. Molson Pale Ale.
Molson Super Dry.
Hello, shoppers! Today at Fine Foods Market, you'll find plenty of high-quality turkeys on sale for 3 days in the Fine Foods Market Deli. Our current selection includes organic, free-range, or pre-cooked turkeys, perfect for the holiday season. See our Fine Foods Market counter staff for more details.
Police in Tokyo said Wednesday they are investigating how a fire extinguisher apparently fell from its fixing point inside a Hanzomon Line subway train, spewing powder and creating panic in the packed morning rush hour. The memory of the 1995 Om Shinrikyo poison gas attacks on the subway remains fresh in many people's minds. In the fire extinguisher incident, several people were injured and others were sickened by the powder. Specifically, police are trying to work out how a restraining band that fixed the device to the wall was missing, and how the safety pin was removed. They have not ruled out that someone did it on purpose. On June 19, 1993, over 2,000 Accuride Canada employees, staff, and their families gathered to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their plant's operation. Accuride Canada Incorporated can trace its roots back over 100 years to the formation of the London and Petroleum Barrel Company in 1886. The company began manufacturing wooden oil barrels from a plant in London with plans for a second factory closer to the petroleum oil fields. But by the time the company was in a position to build a petroleum plant, the oil industry had almost entirely disappeared from the area, and so the plans were abandoned. The name London and Petroleum Barrel Company remained, however, and the company grew, adapting its product to an ever-shifting economy.